Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. And over the past couple of weeks, we have been providing a recap of the NFL draft that was certainly full of some surprises and plenty of intrigue and storylines. And we have invited on our show this evening well-known sports agent Lee Steinberg, who throughout the years has represented 60 first-round picks in the NFL draft, including a record 8 number one selections. He has quite a resume. It's such a pleasure to have you with us on this Friday night, Lee. Good to talk to you.
It's my pleasure.
Well, personally, I have to tell you, it has always been fascinating watching the draft and wondering what does go on behind closed doors with the negotiations and determining what is the right fit. So first of all, let's just get your insight on what teams received the highest marks and what teams really knocked it out of the park in terms of your estimation. Give us that Lee Steinberg report card.
I think the St. Louis Rams did extremely well in their draft. The San Francisco 49ers, I think Cleveland did well. I think Houston has to get a good grade, even though it was sort of surprising they didn't take a quarterback till later. If you're sitting in New York as one of the top draft picks, draft time is not real time. It's water torture time. So even though I may have done my best to brief a client about where their possibilities are, with 10 minutes between picks, time attenuates, so you have a second that seems like a minute seems like an hour, and it goes drip, drip, drip. So there really isn't a day of more exultation and joy than draft day, because here a young man has been working for this goal since he was in Pop Warner football, and it includes a family and friends and supporters, and it is tense and anxious, and all of a sudden there's a burst of complete joy, and it's one of the most wonderful things. It's what keeps someone wanting to represent players.
Absolutely. A myriad of emotions. Hey, we are going one-on-one with Lee Steinberg. He is the president, the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. A little bit later in our interview, we are going to highlight the book that he had released this past fall. You just identified, you highlighted, Lee, some of the teams that had exceptional rookie classes. You mentioned the Cleveland Browns. I thought first-year Browns general manager Ray Farmer did an outstanding job. Manziel stands out in that particular class in terms of the prospects, but you throughout the years have represented so many elite Hall of Fame quarterbacks, a Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, a Steve Young. In your estimation, Johnny Manziel, what kind of impact do you see him having in Cleveland, and do you see it happening right away?
What happens today is because of the salary cap, there's no ability to put a high-round young quarterback behind a wily veteran for a couple of years, the way Aaron Rodgers learned anymore. That player has to start because there's so much cap money wrapped up in him. And normally, the quarterback transition is something that would take a year, 2 years, 3 years before that quarterback can read the defensive accurately and have field command. But today, we throw him right out there. The danger is that with viral media and hundreds of commentators on talk radio and the blog, newspapers, television, all of a sudden, if a quarterback struggles early, he can be adjudged to be a bust. Now, Manziel has freakish abilities. He can do things to extend a play that rarely we've seen. He also has an inherent knack at bringing a team back, so no game is really out of reach. It's going to be an adjustment for him to the pro game. For example, he never used a playbook at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
This is the essential guide to running a team, and quarterbacks have to master it. So now all of a sudden he has his first playbook, which is amazingly complex and intricate in terms of memory challenges that he has to deal with. Having said all that, I think he'll be successful. The line he walks is between making it clear to everyone he's going to be a football committed athlete as opposed to an endorsement magnet. And he may have more publicity than any player coming into the sport in years and years and years. That gives him great commercial opportunities. The problem is that to come into a veteran team and have an owner and a coach and your teammates and the fans of the city all judging you on football, and you come in with this incredibly high profile, then it almost sets him up to get judged more harshly.
Super Agent Lee Steinberg is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And, of course, when we're talking about Johnny Manziel, he certainly entered as the most publicized prospect on the field. As you were reflecting on his career, even at Texas A&M, so dynamic and exciting player. You said his ability to extend plays, he provides that positive yardage. What is the biggest hurdle, though, that you see that he has to overcome with the Cleveland Browns? You're talking about learning the playbook, and how quickly do you see him fitting in?
Well, I think one of the difficulties is they lost their star wide receiver, who looks like he's going to be out for a year. So the quarterbacks who do well early are those that have strong offensive lines, a great group of offensive threats at the skill positions, and a good defense, so that you don't have to do much initially. We were fooled and deluded by the first-year success of Andrew Luck and RG3 and Russell Wilson, because it made it look as if this is just an easy transition. It's probably the most difficult transition in all of football, that of a quarterback going from college to the pros. So I think he'll end up being fine. He cannot expose himself out on that football field as he did in college, when he's extending plays to getting hit, because injury will result. We're talking about players who are bigger, stronger, faster, can cover more ground, can deliver a G-force hit that's much more dynamic. And so he's going to have to be careful in the amount he exposes himself to getting knocked out of games.
What is your overall take in terms of rookie quarterbacks? Do you believe in sitting them, redshirting them that first year? I mean, the long-term positives, you know, it allows them to learn the system, to work on the mechanics, and there is that adjustment period.
I'd rather have a sit on the bench and be used in spots in the first year to adequately develop them. I mean, if you look at the most successful quarterbacks in the game and you look at Tom Brady or you look at Aaron Rodgers, these are players that did not start immediately. And then you see an RG3 who couldn't do in his second year what he did in his first year. So, by and large, I think that's the right way to bring a quarterback along. But the financial structure of football doesn't support that anymore. Again, to manage a salary cap, a team needs to have a level of superstars, and behind them are going to be rookies or aging veterans. And it's the only way to balance the economics. So there's no margin. So notwithstanding what I think, top pick quarterbacks are going to start right away in most situations.
But as a quarterback, I mean, how can that truly prepare you for live games, situational, you know, replicating that type of level of connection, I mean, or competition? Because when you're out in the field, the physicality is so much different than just going through reps during practice and scrimmages.
The key is, can someone master a playbook? Can they learn behind someone? And eventually they'll get their chance. I remember talking to Warren Moon once, and he told me that in his first year at quarterback, he was doing it mostly on his legs and at times had very little idea of what was going on. Remember that Manziel comes out of a sort of structure where they don't really read defenses. They have a set group of plays, and they go ahead and execute them. So it's that part of it's going to be tricky. Fortunately for him, he seems to have an innate ability to flat dominate a football field, and has the ability in adverse circumstances. circumstances to somehow improvise his way out of it, so we'll see.
Lee Steinberg is with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. It is time, as we're up against the clock, to take a commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Lee Steinberg right here at YSR.